y'all, it's Mama Susie coming at ya. Hope you're doing good. I'm doing okay. The holidays are over and New Year's, and before you know it'll be Valentine's Day. A few more weeks. So today I wanted to talk with everybody about, you know, all the stuff that basically that's going on right now. It's just so much we've talked about before in the past about static. But, you know, some serious things have happened, and we have to keep our heads up and stay positive and be kind and love one another and be kind to our neighbors and love thy neighbor as thyself, it says in the Bible. And I think, you know, it takes one person to be kind. And even if you have differences or things you may not agree on or whatever, you know, you can just keep living and being kind to one another. So today I want to talk about how God always comes through for us, and why it's important to keep our eyes up and wait, because I believe we are in the last days before Jesus comes back and gets the believers who are born again. And, you know, if this is the time, we're here for just a time as this. And if you have just enough faith, as small as a mustard seed, Jesus says in the Bible, then basically, you can just, it'll flourish your whole life, your whole body, and you'll see changes. It takes time. You have to grow as a Christian. You have to grow in the Lord. When you become born again, you're a baby Christian, they call it, basically. You're young. You're learning. You know, I would suggest, you know, reading, you know, getting a Bible if you don't have one, and reading your Bible, and I would suggest buying a devotional book. And you know, right now a lot of people don't have churches where they can't, so like you go online, there's a lot of different pastors that you can go online on YouTube and all kinds of things. And I like Charles Lawson. He's one of my favorites. He's just one of those old-fashioned preachers that when I was a little girl, what I heard and what I was like, okay, this is because the Bible is to be respected. It's God's holy word, and it's the one weapon we have against evil and against, you know, Satan and anybody who would harm us. You know, there's all kinds of things, you know. A lot of times, you know, we feel like we're not good enough. We've talked about this in the past. And sometimes that is, you know, Satan, or it could be, you know, a demonic thing trying to agitate you and make you feel like you're not good enough. But if you are born again, you have Jesus, you pray in the Spirit, and you pray, you know, that Jesus helps you, and you say, "Get behind me, Satan." And then, you know, you get your stuff together, you read your Bible, you pray, you do all you got to do, and you learn how to keep these bad things away from you, and also how to keep going in your life. You know, sometimes it could be just your own conscience telling you, you know, hey, you know, you can't do that. But I've learned as I've grown as a Christian that a lot of times it's the evil one who's trying to influence me. And, you know, in that day and in this day and age, like, it's just, it's a lot. It's heavy, you know. But you know what? We will keep going. We will continue. And we will take care of ourselves. You know, even though all these other things are going through, we have to take care of ourselves, our bodies, our, you know, our minds, our spirits, We are of flesh, but if you are born again, you will be with Jesus in heaven. And, you'll have life for eternal if you accept him. And I just want to share with you my devotion for today on my Bible app. God always comes through. Chapter 15, verses 14 through 15. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. So remember, God always comes through, okay? And when we think, you know, that we can't make it, even if you have, like I said, a little bit of faith, bow your head, go in your room, close the door, get on your knees or sit on your bed and pray. And there's a lot of you who might be afraid right now of a lot of things that are happening. But I'm telling you, as someone who has lived through hell on earth more than once in my life, more than anybody really knows, I know, you know, and you guys know what you have been through, whether it's your health, whether it's just things that have happened to you, family, friends, whatever. You know what you've been through. And if you have that, if you have faith and you have that love of Jesus and God, then you will see that you're able to overcome a lot of things. You know, I thought, and people knocked me down pretty much a lot of my life, and I thought I was just not good enough. I wasn't good enough for, my biological father to love me or treat me right. I wasn't, good enough for, certain friends, some family, whatever, everybody goes through certain things. You feel sometimes like you're not good enough. But like I said, sometimes, that's just Satan chirping in your ear. And if you remember this verse that I talked about in Genesis, God always comes through. Do not let the evil one, do not let people tell you you are not good enough, okay? Because God's going to make it better for you. And I'm not some prophetess. I'm just a normal person, okay? I have diabetes and PCOS and HS, and I struggle a lot like a lot of you guys do with it, with all kinds of things. I'm not perfect. And that's why I believe, I do need Jesus. I do need God. And I'm not trying to, force these things on you or anything like that. You can believe however you want to believe. But I'm telling you what has helped me in my heart and my soul has been Jesus and God. When nobody's been there, he's been there. Okay? And, we've all had down and out times. We've all had moments. And we have to think, it's going to get better eventually. And you know what? If things get bad for a little while and you pray, God will help eventually. He will give you strength. You ask for strength and peace and understanding to why you're experiencing whatever you're experiencing. And, help you, whatever it is, help you lose weight, help you have your sugar better, have better relationships with family and friends, with your relationships, with your marriages, with your whatever, for co-workers. Whatever you need, Jesus is there. He wants you to know that He's always there and He cares for you and He loves you. I mean, to have faith without seeing is something to be said, because I believe there's one true God, and I believe that He sent His Son, Jesus, to come to this earth as a baby. And I mean, He witnessed and He preached and, you know, He drove demons out of people and He raised people from dead, from the death. And Lazarus was one of them. And He drove demons out into pigs and they went over the cliff and into the water. And I mean, He just did so many miracles. People were blind. He made them see. I mean, that right there, even people who didn't believe that He was the Son of God, you know, they seen these things and it made them change. And the people who didn't want to, I mean, that is on them, just like everybody else. But I want to give you hope. And I believe Jesus and God is hope. And I'm not some person that's gonna, you know, I hope you guys know, I've been doing this now for 2 years, that I'm not gonna, you know, just tell you something because, you know, hey, you know, I want you to believe this. I want everyone to have the opportunity to just kind of think about it. And if you have any, you know, inkling that you might want to ask Jesus in your heart, which is called be born again, that, you know, you can just pray. There's a prayer that you can read in Romans in your Bible, and you can just pray and ask Jesus, basically, you know, forgive me for my sins, all my sins, all my cherished sins, you know, everything I've done wrong, Lord, help me make me a new person and make me, you know, I want to be born again and in you and I love you and please forgive me and, you know, in your name I pray. And that's basically all you have to do, you know, and then you start changing and you start reading your Bible. And, you know, I don't want my worst enemy to go to hell. I don't want them to suffer and go through all these horrible things. It's scary, you know, because we were all born into sin. We were all sinners, and that's why Christ died for us. And it's hard when people don't have that closeness with Jesus because they don't always kind of like get it. And you don't have to say like particular kind of prayers. You don't have to, you know, do ritualistic things. You don't have, there are so many things. Like, Jesus just wants you to come to Him and, you know, ask for forgiveness. He'll change your life. And He loves us so much. I mean, I can't imagine what He went through, you know, dying on the cross. I just can't believe it. He died between two thieves. And one mocked Him and the other one believed He was the Son of God. And Jesus said, you will be with me in paradise. Now see, that means we're human. He forgave him. You know? John 3:16, one of the most famous verses in the Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. And that means forever. So take that hope and take that love and remember, you know, I am just a vessel. I'm just a person. I can, you know, try to help you all I can. And I appreciate everything. I appreciate your love and your concern and your kindness and your prayers. And you know what? I just appreciate you. you know? And thank you for all your messages and your kind words and, you know, just being awesome. I love you all. But I want you to know what I'm, where I'm coming from and where my love comes from and burns deep inside me is from Jesus. And I want you to just to look up and, you know, it's your choice. It's your choice if you want to believe. I can't force anybody. Nobody can. That's why God gives us free will. And I just want the best for everybody. I really do. And I care for all of you. And, you know, it's been a struggle with my diabetes, you know, and you've heard me for like 2 years and PCOS and diabetes, immune issues and all kinds of stuff. But I haven't given up hope. And I won't give up hope because I have Jesus. I have sad days like everybody else. I have days where I'm bummed out or I don't think, you know, hey, this is not great. My sugar is like 139, 140, 50. You know, sometimes I eat bad. You know, I'm a human being. And sometimes I just kind of, I don't know, I just kind of think that, you know, hey, I'm a human, I make mistakes like everybody else, and I got to keep on going, I got to keep trucking along, and I think we all need that, you know, we got to keep our head up through these bad times, they can get better. It says in the Bible that if people turn from their wicked ways and ask, basically, I got to find the verse and the chapter in the Bible, but, you know, turn from their wicked ways and change and ask God to heal their land. He will heal our land because it's been overcome by a lot of things. And the main thing is because of sin. And people have fallen away from the Lord. Maybe they had bad experiences or heard things or, you know, maybe there was a mean person. Maybe somebody was not, you know, living up to be what, you know, they weren't a good example for Jesus. And we have to, if you're a Christian and you're a believer, you have to abide by what God says in the Bible. You know, he just didn't say it to do it. I mean, there's the Ten Commandments and, you know, just things that God told us to do and how to treat and love one another, you know, and what Jesus says in the Gospels, you know, I believe the Bible is basically a love letter to all of us. And it's like I said, it's what we have when we're going through something. That's why, like, sometimes when you're at church and say you're, you know, or you're watching it online or anything like that, or sometimes God will just, whatever pertaining issue you're going through, you'll pick up on it, you know, and you'll just kind of absorb and say, hey, I'm going through this right now. I'm going to say a prayer, you know, I got to feel better. And, you know, God lifts you up and he helps you through the trenches, you know, and sometimes, you know, we gotta go through those rough times. And sometimes, you know, some things for a moment, like a season, sometimes things are for a reason. You know, we could say a prayer and sometimes things don't go the way we want. Maybe God wants us to wait, or maybe he has something better in store for us. And that's kind of where I'm coming from today. You know, my sugar's been kind of wonky for a couple weeks, and I finally got it back down again. And my PCOS, I've had a lot of headaches and things like that. And I think it's just the weather and here in Michigan. And one minute it's raining, and next minute it's snowing, and it just kind of messes up, like, you know, my allergies and sinuses and stuff. And I'm just dealing with it the best I can, just like you guys are, you know, and that's what matters. You deal with it. You deal with it the best way you can. And, you know, whatever I can help you with, you know, basically pertaining to the podcast, you know, message me. Let me know. Leave me a voicemail. You know, I'll pray for you. And I am praying for all you guys because, you know, like I said, this is a whole new world. This is new compared to 5, 10 years ago, 20 years, 40 years. You know, this whole world has changed. And not for the good. It really hasn't. So, you know, we have to do it one person at a time. That starts with us. Being kind, loving one another, like I said, loving thy neighbor, you know, and standing by what we believe is right and true. And those down times, you know, pray, read your Bible, read, you know, watch a funny movie, watch TV, once in a while do a craft, organize your house. You know, keep your hands busy, keep yourself busy. Because, you know, I think a lot of times when we keep ourselves busy, then we keep our mind off of things and then we're not as stressed, you know, and, you know, keep your eyes up, keep, you know, try to stay positive and happy the best you can and know that I care for you and that I appreciate, you know, appreciate each one of you and love you and you take care of yourself and I'll be back as soon as I can. Okay. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.